latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Tuesday's Bulletin for Manchester City, and the club are sweating on the fitness of Sergio Aguero, who's set to undergo scans on a groin injury. The Argentinian ace limped out of the 2-2 draw against Middlesbrough at the Riverside Stadium, and there are fears he could be forced to sit out the remainder of City's season if the scans reveal bad news. Aguero has been dogged by injuries during his City career, but had been enjoying a trouble-free season, scoring 13 goals in his past 14 games, including one against Borough. The striker also set up the equaliser for Gabriel Jesus before limping out of the action, and City are now anxiously waiting to discover the full extent of the damage. The return of Jesus from long-term injury could not be more timely, but boss Pep Guardiola will want Aguero available for the remaining games nonetheless, as they look to secure a place in the top four. If Aguero is ruled out for the season, there is a chance he may have played his last game in a City shirt, as doubts surround his future at the Etihad Stadium. Well, moving on, reports in Spain claim Real Madrid could be shock contenders to sign flop Man City defender Eliquia Mangala this summer. The France international defender failed to make the grade at the Etihad Stadium, but has been able to rebuild his reputation on loan this term with Valencia, who are struggling now to come up with the £20 million to make it a permanent arrangement. Madrid, though, are in the marketplace for another central defender, with Pepe on the way out. Mangala's showings at the Mestalla have reportedly caught the eye of their spies. The Bernabeu Giants enjoy good relations with the citizens, who accept they will be taking a big financial hit on a player they purchased from Porto for £32 million back in 2014. Mangala is refusing to speculate further on his future. However, he told the AS newspaper, "I don't know what I will do. I don't think about next year. My plan is to think about what's happening now, and then when the season finishes, I will think about next year."